down at the gazebo stage tomorrow. Lee and Betsy will also be playing there on Saturday. And that's the Songs of Florida, run by Ann and Frank Thomas. And that's really something you should not miss if you're here tomorrow and Sunday. The Songs of Florida workshop goes on all day, Saturday and Sunday. They're all songs about the state of Florida, about its history and the environment. And there's some wonderful music to be heard there on Saturday and Sunday. I think I mentioned Lee and Betsy will also be on the main stage at 150. Okay. Okay, great. Lee and Betsy, Paul A.
Hi, kids. Are you enjoying yourselves? Want to learn a little bit about Florida? Here we go.
I am just an old man. I lived here all my life. I've watched as the developers cut my land up like a knife. I watch the Nighthawks fade from view and my Panthers disappear. I've watched them pave and subdivide this land I hold so dear. And I stood by in silence as my trees all began to fall. And my swamps were bulldozed in for just another maw. But I'll be darned if I'll be quiet when I hear them playing their games. America's next great city, is this Florida cracker shame? Listen to my song the way it used to be. Wasn't a dream, it was sweet reality. Whippoorwills singing in the rain. This Florida lullaby. Little nature we all have left, well, we got to try and save it and hold on to our parks and lands before they start to pave it. We can't sit by in silence and let them pump our wetlands dry. We can't let them take away this Florida lullaby. I don't care if you're from Michigan or even Timbuktu. You know, Florida's just a state of heart for those who will stand true. Together we can salvage what little can be saved and keep this old man's dreams from dying. This Florida lullaby. Listen to my song, the way it soon may be. Today's nightmare, tomorrow's reality. We're fading fast, like embers in the rain. This Florida lullaby. This Florida lullaby. Thank you.
Do you like
we like to do folk music, but you know, a lot of the times when we play for the school, we ask the kids what did you think of about folk music before you came here, and the answer is you guys can write a song, and if you pass it down to your kids later on. Then guess what? You wrote a folk song, and I wouldn't call any of you an old fogey, would you? Well, such a song is passed down to generation to generation from the time when, before satellites and TV and GPS, when people were taking the news of the day on horseback from town to town. They called themselves bards, and that's how the news was spread around. Well, stories passed down to their children from their parents and from their parents' parents. Such a story I wrote, and I hopefully will pass it down. It's Palm Harbor's own ghost story. Now, this is about an old slave who was given freedom for years of service to his master. Old Cecil McKay began to work the land and made a profit at it. Some of the local townspeople had a problem with that and decided to teach him a lesson. Ladies and gentlemen, the ghost of Cecil McKay. It's a true story in Palm Harbor.
On the Florida swamps of summer, you can hear the panther wail. And a million croaking bullfrogs will carry on the tale. When suddenly an unseen force will stun them into silence. When way back in the cypress, Cecil comes a-calling. And in the orange groves of winter, when the moon is silver, the stillness cuts right through ya as if it were a razor. Shadows moving on the ground will get your skin to crawling. If you look real close, you can see the ghost when Cecil comes a-calling. Night winds wail for that slave Cecil McKay, who swore an oath on the hanging tree when they took his life away. Folks around these parts say he's still walking round today. When the moon is right and the pale moonlight stalks a ghost Cecil McKay. Now Cecil was rewarded for the good work that he'd done.
Good work that he'd done.
And his owner gave him freedom, though he kept his wife and son.
Kept his wife and son.
And he bought a little speck of land, and he worked and made it pay. And he planned to buy his wife and kid and bring them home to stay.
But some of the old townspeople had it figured out, old Cecil should know his place. So they sold his wife and they sold his son and made old Cecil stand there in disgrace.
Then they took him out and they hung him, but just before they did, he swore that he would haunt them and later on their kids. So the power set in motion on that awesome windblown night. And the terror goes on to this day, though the heirs still hide from sight. And Cecil keeps on walking on this land he holds so dear. You can see him in the moonlight, you can almost feel his fear. Night winds wail for that slave Cecil McKay, who swore an oath on the hanging tree when they took his life away. Folks around these parts say he's still walking round the day. When the moon is right and the silver light stalks the ghost Cecil McKay.
We tell a lot of stories about things that have happened here in Florida. This one we're going to tell you is about a brand new thing that happened. You might have actually seen it on TV recently. Lee Amel up in Gainesville did something very special. He proved to us that one person can make a difference. He found some butterflies and he saved a whole species. This is the story of our butterflies.
Do you believe in heaven? Do you think that there's a chance you can really make a difference? You can teach your heart to dance. Well, let me tell you a story about one man who tried, who's still living with the glory that he taught this world to fly. Lee Amel came from Gainesville to study in the Keys, that rare species of butterflies floating on the breeze. Was the only place on earth you know that they could still be found, cause pollution and collectors had all worn the species down. With careful observation, he grew to know their ways. He'd make precise notation of all the moves they made, and he carefully collected the eggs from any leaves and sent them back to Gainesville to make his studies all complete. And 2 short weeks later, old Andrew came to call, in walls of rain and howling wind he tried to kill them all. And when he left, the species had all been blown away, except from up in Gainesville where the larva lay. When Mother Nature tried her best to make them come undone, there in the laboratory, the breeding had begun. Do you believe in heaven? Do you think that there's a chance you can really make a difference? You can teach this world to dance? Well, let me tell you a story about one man who tried, who's still living with the glory that he taught this world to fly. Now in seas of black and crimson, their wings rise on the wind and celebrate a story of a world without an end. Now you believe in heaven, you will teach this world to dance, then destiny will find you if you give your heart a chance.
True story. One person can't make a difference. I say bull. They sure can. Don't ever forget it.
Now, there are a lot of bugs in this state, aren't there? Aren't there, kids? We're going to tell you about one of those that I don't know if you like him too much, but we've got to give him equal time.
If you look real close, there's probably one crawling up your leg.
Settled in my den, dishes done, children bedded, comes the scream to break the stillness. Eat, Mommy, a flying roach! Kill him, Mommy, please! I'm sorry, Roach. I really tried to save you. I took the book to which you clung and flung it out the door, but you insisted upon flying back to terrorize her more. Surely you must know. Eek, Mommy, a flying roach meant more.
Every 4 years or so, y'all can get to see the great Olympic Games begin. You can watch them on TV. The swimming and the diving and the relay racing too. But in between, there's something only Florida crackers do. We gather in the kitchen and we watch that sun roll down. We sit there at the table and we try not to make a sound. Your skin crawls and you shudder when they walk into the room, and you know their competition will be beginning soon. They're creepy and they're crawling and they help themselves to beer. They've had this competition going on for the last 6 million years. They multiply like rabbits, and they have a lot of fun, and they'd like to share your pie with you when the competition's won. Yes, folks, it's that great cockroach Olympics. Can you see them suckers fly? Can you see them do the backstroke when they float there in your pie? Scampering for cover when you walk into the room, swimming in your wine glass underneath the Florida moon. The lead roach leaves your pie plate and he takes off on the run. The relay roach runs with him when he passes him a crumb. Another fat one takes it like 1,000 times before and scampers for the finish line underneath your bedroom door. If you ever watch them wrestle, you won't believe their eyes. The positions that they get into, good Lord, you'd be surprised. They're not really wrestling, they're involved in cockroach play. And soon lots of little roaches will be coming round your way. Yes, folks, it's that great cockroach Olympics. Can you see them suckers fly? Can you see them do the backstroke when they float there in your pie? Scampering for cover when you walk into the room, swimming in your wine glass underneath the Florida moon. Yes, folks, it's that great cockroach Olympics. Can you see them suckers fly? The state mascot of Florida. Get the ring.
Of course, we all know what the state mascot of Florida is, right? The panther.
Right.
What about the state bird? It's not the mosquito.
Right.
You got it.
Okay, do you know what this weekend is? It's Memorial Day weekend when we celebrate the soldiers who have fought in all of our wars. We are going to dedicate this one to everybody who's fought and to the ladies who stayed behind.
My name is Johnny Buford and I come from Alabama. I have marched the long, long way and I never gave a damn. Until we get to Gettysburg, what do you think we see? Half the Union Army looking back at me. Well, I'm told tomorrow at sunrise we gotta take that hill. I don't think that we'll survive it, but Pickett says we will. And I know we're under orders, and I know we gotta try. And I know tomorrow at sunrise a lot of us will die.
I'm Beulah Buford, a 16-year-old bride, waiting here at our farm for my Johnny, who's out there somewhere fighting for our Southern pride. I don't cotton to being alone, but I guess I have no choice. He said he had to lend his shout to the Dixie Boys. So every night on my knees, I pray that he'll come home safe to me someday.
So Johnny, fill that cup up full, drink a toast to General Lee, and to sing around the Dixie Boys the way it's gotta be. Let Bill pull out his banjo, y'all, we'll make this nighttime bright. We may meet in hell tomorrow, but we'll have some fun tonight. We will have some fun tonight. And my name's Johnny B. Right verse, Paulette. And my name's John O'Reilly, I'm the father of three girls. I sail from home to fight this war halfway across the world. And I know we'll storm those beaches in just a few short hours. We'll not stop a fighting till Normandy is ours.
I'm Jennifer O'Reilly. I spend my days in a factory making war tools. At night, as I dry my little girl's tears, I wonder why men are such fools. I know we have to stop that madman on that foreign shore, but why do we never learn there's no winning this game called war?
So Johnny, fill your cup up full, drink a toast to General Mack. We came to fight old Hitler, we gotta stop and man his tracks. Let Steve pull out his banjo and we'll make this nighttime bright. We may meet in hell tomorrow, but we'll have some fun tonight. We'll have some fun tonight. And my name's George Washington Brown, I've flown a long, long way. And I come from Firebase Da Nang for just a few short days. And I know that Charlie's waiting, and he'll hit us in the night. And he'll come at us with all he has, and a lot of us will die.
I be Letitia Brown from Motown. I roam the streets at night, cause my Georgie's caught up in that Asian fight. He say they're gonna pay his way to school, I tell him he be another dead fool. Got a call from Sally. Over at the college, they be planning some rally. But even though I know they're right, how can I join in when I know my Georgie's plight?
So Georgie, fill your pipe up full, can you hear them turbines whine? And let that Black Hawk take ya, put your life out on the line. And sing a song for freedom, boys, here in the fading light. Share the kinship of your spirit, we may meet in hell tonight. We may meet in hell tonight. Now we fought on in Korea and we fought in Vietnam. We fought against the forces in a far-off desert land, and it's a 200-year legacy of freedom and of pride. Once a year we'll gather to honor those who died. So Johnny, fill your cup up full, be proud of who you are. You stood up for your freedom since before the stars and bars. And let me share this song with you to make this nighttime bright. Our children are still living free. Let's raise some hell tonight. We'll raise some hell tonight. Happy Memorial Day, everybody.
For our last song, we have a tribute to Florida lighthouses and to lighthouses everywhere. We became concerned about that situation upon seeing a documentary, and then it got us very much involved in the restoration of the Anclote Key Lighthouse. If anyone is interested, we do have tapes for sale. Just see us after the program, and we'll be on the next stage over here at 150. This is our tribute to lighthouses. A specter, she roams the crumbling halls. paces the desolate beach, reliving yesterday as wife of the lighthouse keep. I hear her voice wailing on the wind at the sight of what once had been such a magnificent light, as bright as the smile of her husband's pride. I feel her pain as she faces the tower's defeat, vandalized brick by brick, the once mighty beacon vilified, her home a shamble beneath its feet. She tells of how while he tended the light, she would wait, scrub the floors, prepare his plate, carry it up that spiral case so steep. Ever patient, proud, she was the wife of the lighthouse keep. Sometimes she would trim the wicks as he would fill the oil and turn the lens that kept that beacon shining o'er the sea, bringing lost sailors home to safety. Yes, she says, I lived a lonely life at the edge of the sea, my castle a simple cottage with a towering light-filled eye. But this sandy domain was a magical place, a world all our own where shore and sand met the sky, and I never complained, though long was each night as he watched o'er that storming foam, for I knew he was carrying some other mother's son safely home. Today, a specter, she roams the crumbling halls, paces the desolate beach, reliving yesterday as wife of the lighthouse keep. Listen, you can hear her voice wailing on the wind at the sight of what once had been such a magnificent light, as bright as the smile of her husband's pride. Listen.
I am the beacon that steers man to safety. I am the light that has kept man from harm. Strong is my spirit, despite those who would blind me. I have stood fast through the eye of the storm. Many a keeper have died in my service.
Many a man tried to snuff out my flame.
And many a phantom still stalk down these catwalks that ring with the sound of your glory and pain. I've watched Union cannon lay waste to your cities.
I've winced as the rebels have torn me apart.
And buried you deep without passion or pity to drown Union ships on the reefs in the dark. Now jet engines roar over land and the sea. Guided by radar, they cut through the night. And the big ships come in on a beam you can't see. I wonder, do they need me at all? My catwalks are rusted, my future looks black. Nobody cares if I ever come back, except for the brave souls who owed their living to me. I'm old as St. Augustine, tough as Miami. I've seen Pensacola through three bloody wars. And I've stood with the spotters, keeping watch for the U-boats that would slip through the gulfs to lay waste to your shores. And I shared the dance as you savored your victory. I watched heroes come and I watched them depart. And I felt the cruel hand as your vandals defiled me with rocks and graffiti that tore at my heart. Now my houses are empty, my panes are all broken, my bricks falling prey to great widening cracks. How I wish for the days of my passion and glory. Does anyone need me at all? And who'll tell the children my song and my story of three-masted schooners set safe from the reef? Few will remember and most will ignore me. Will the children remember it all? Will the children remember it all? 'Cause I am the beacon that steers man to safety. I am the light that has kept man from harm. Strong is my spirit, despite those who'd blind me. And I have stood fast through the oil of the storm.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we have. You can take us home with you. We have some tapes. Thank you very much.
this mic to introduce. It is my pleasure, I see Valerie's here to take over. Great, in a few minutes, to introduce the young lady that's coming up after us. Her name is Eileen Fleming. Eileen tells me, and you will definitely hear it in her voice, she's originally from Ireland, but she spends most of her year between Florida and Europe. She is going to be playing the harp, the big harp. And she's also, later today, going to be conducting a harp workshop, which she says you do not have to have a harp to go to the workshop. You learn a lot about harps, and so you don't have to have your own harp. We're looking forward to hear the Celtic music, the selection of Irish melodies on the harp with Claire Fleming. Please help me introduce Claire, and she'll get her harp set up here in just a moment. Thank you very much. See you later.
Is there a switch on it?
He's checking now.
Okay. But not this one. Nothing. Don't strive. Unless I use that one. Now, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, good. Well, it's just beautiful to be here in the Florida Folk Festival. I've been coming to perform for the last 7 years to Florida, and I live here, going back to Ireland for frequent visits. And I'll be in Europe next week. This is a Celtic harp, although it's a copy of one, and it was made in 1983. And I started the harp in Ireland. Within our school, we had a harp school, and we were allowed off any class we liked to go and learn the harp. We learnt by ear, not by reading music. It was only later on that I learnt to read music. So it really was a folk art, and the teacher was really wonderful. So I'd like to begin with the first song I learnt. It's our first piece of music I learnt. It's called Brian Boru's March. And the story is that Brian Boru played this when he was going into battle in 1014 to oust the Danes from Dublin. This is Brian Boru's March. Thank you. wanted to sing you an old Irish story, really. Ken Crawford told me that the theme of this year's festival was storytelling. So this is a very old song taken down by a poet in the early 1900s. And it's called She Moved Through the Fair. Were very famous in Ireland. They had tremendous power, and no prince would be without his harper, who often led him into battle. Now, they did lose at the end of the old Gaelic order, which died out after the invasions. They did lose some of their power, but one of the last great harpers was called O'Carolan. And he was a blind harper. And he used to go around the country to the great houses on horseback. And he would compose for his patrons, and they would put him up for the night, and they would pay him. So this is how he made his living. He went with a companion, of course, because he was blind. But he has given us an awful lot of tunes. And this is my favourite. Worst about playing in the open air is the weather. It's too cold for me to play at home in Ireland outside usually. But in Florida you've got this fantastic weather. So this is O'Carolan's concerto. Concerto. Thank you. Much of my work is setting the poetry of W.B. Yeats to music. He used to go around the country collecting folk tales. Years dead, his poetry is still very much revered throughout the world. Better keep an eye to the time. So this is one of his most beautiful poems, I think. It's called He Wishes for the Clots of Heaven. And W.B. Yeats' whole life was a sad life in one sense, because he loved a woman called Maud Gonne. And she never returned this love. And this gave him great inspiration for his poetry. Thank you. very much. Thank you. When I was learning the harp in Ireland, we learnt a lot of songs in Gaelic, which is our first language, really, but sadly it's died out a lot, and we tend to speak English. However, there are pockets in Ireland called the Gaeltacht, which are wholly speaking the Irish language. And it's very much alive, even though it's not used extensively. And I'd like to sing you a song in Irish. The gist of it is that a little girl wants to go to a fair in County Clare, and she's begging her mother to let her go, and the mother says, no, you can't go, you're too young. And she said, oh, please, mother, let me go to the fair tomorrow in County Clare, because she's in love with the shoemaker and she prefers him to any officer with great gold on his lapels. And it's called Beg Enoch Amorach. That means there'll be a fair tomorrow.
Beg Enoch Amorach, Gunde Anclar. Beg Enoch Amorach, Gunde Anclar. Beg Enoch Amorach, Gunde Anclar. Ke mach of me, ni veg me, is so war in a league to an enig me, is so war in a league to an enig me, is so war in a league to an enig me. A worin on a helig a. Twinchen growl a greasy broke, twinchen growl a greasy broke, twinchen growl a greasy broke. Is more in the like me, any veg me, bio. Is a war in a lick to an enig me, is a war in a lick to an enig me, is a war in a lick to an enig me. A worin on a helig a. Nil to a deck no a hindig foes, nil to a deck no a hindig foes, nil to a deck no a hindig foes. Nur a veg to a tree dig beg to mar, is so war in a lick to an enig me, is so war in a lick to an enig me, is so war in a lick to an enig me. A worry no.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Now, let's see. I'll be giving a harp workshop in the gazebo, and on Sunday night I'll be playing in the amphitheatre. So do tell your friends. I'm just going to finish with one more Irish love song. This is called My Like and Love. And it's about a lady that lives up north near the River Lagan. The Lennon She that's referred to is a fairy mistress, and in the old myths it was believed that if the Lennon She caught a man, if he returned her love, he was her slave, and he would gradually die away, because the Gaelic poets thought of love as a sickness. But if he returned her love, she would then be his mistress. So this is My Lagan Love.
Where Lagan Street sings lullaby, there blows a lily fair. The twilight glows like a lovesick linen she. She hath my heart in a thrall. No life I own, nor liberty, for love is lord of all. Hath lulled the eve to sleep, I steal on to her shealing alone, and through the dooring peep, there on a cricket singing stone, she tins the bone.
Very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Coming in, Claire Fleming. Oh, I am so impressed. That was so beautiful. Your voice is so lovely and pure. It's like the Irish are famous for cut crystal. That was it, man, right out there. That was just beautiful. I love that. Thank you. Oh, no, thank you. Oh, I sing that high. Yeah, when somebody's got a gun to my head. When, I'm from Miami, in case no one knew. It happens. All right, well, next group we got up here is Hammer and Strings, and they're going to come get set up here, and then we'll be introducing them in just a second. I am thrilled, I swear. I can deal with whistles, but those pop guns, I'm going to snatch it right. Can you imagine she's hitting those beautiful high notes, and all you hear is... Honestly, kids will be kids, though, aren't they? Now, you give me a potato gun, and I'll launch something for you. Yes, ma'am. I was the first person in Dade County to have a potato gun. You know what that is? Oh, it's like PVC and a charcoal briquette lighter fuse, and you pour some Aquanet. It's got to be white trash hairspray. You pour some Aquanet hairspray in this killer sort of bomb looking thing, put the top on it, jam a potato down it, put the top on it, spray it, do it like that, hit that little charger, and I swear, this sucker goes twice as far as that building. Hi, man. It's like unbelievable. I'll sell them to you later, okay? I use mine.